From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The UN Security Council today unanimously voted to support an investigation into the Oil for Food program in pre-war Iraq. The United States says Saddam Hussein skimmed billions of dollars from the program, which was put in place to help the Iraqi people survive sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he takes the allegations of corruption seriously and wants to uncover the truth about the UN-run aid program. He's put former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker in charge of the investigation, a move likely to please some of the U.S. lawmakers who have been pushing this issue hard. Volcker says he's not taking this lightly. He insisted that the Security Council pass a resolution to ensure that member states cooperate and know what they're getting into.
I'm not the FBI, I'm not the CIA, I'm not an official agency of any government. I don't have the police powers that, you know, come naturally to a government, so you've got to conduct the investigation with the cooperation of people that have authority.
The U.S. General Accounting Office estimates that Saddam Hussein's regime raked in $4.4 billion in kickbacks from companies doing business under the UN-monitored program, and Iraq earned even more from illegal oil sales, smuggling through Turkey, Jordan, and Syria. An Iraqi newspaper earlier this year published a list of foreign companies and officials who allegedly profited from the schemes, among them Benan Sevan, who ran the UN program. Volcker said his first priority is to look into allegations against UN officials.
You can't sit on this and let it fester. You've got to get it investigated, and whatever it shows, if it shows something bad in the UN, clean it up.
Volcker will be working along with Richard Goldstone, a war crimes prosecutor from South Africa, and Mark Peet, a Swiss criminal law professor who's an expert on money laundering. John Fawcett, who's been tracking Saddam Hussein's finances, said these are the type of people to do the investigation, but he fears this still could be a whitewash.
The Oil for Food program is the largest financial scandal ever. So it gets a little frustrating to see a terms of reference which is so narrow and only looking at whether some bureaucrat in the United Nations had his hand in the till. The questions about this are far, far bigger.
Volcker indicated today that the investigation will extend beyond the UN. Fawcett said the team should also look into how the program was set up and why the notoriously corrupt Saddam Hussein had so much say in how contracts were given out. He admits this is a politically charged time to do this investigation.
The U.S. is not aggressively pushing this investigation. They don't want to embarrass the UN when they need the UN to pull their fat out of the fire in Iraq.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan made clear today he doesn't want to see the investigation ruin the UN's image now.
I hope the Iraqis realize that even if there has been wrongdoing by certain members on the UN staff, the UN as a whole did make a genuine effort to fill in the humanitarian needs.
The investigation may be embarrassing not only for the UN, but for many countries, including Russia, which has long protected its business interests in Iraq, but today agreed on the Security Council resolution to cooperate with the investigation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.